It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Lydia Massad with Our Giving Table and Jerry Kinney with Papa Murphy's. Hey, both of you, welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Thank you.
Good morning, Gary.
So, Lydia, I think we probably should get started with you first and have you tell us about Our Giving Table.
Perfect. Thanks for having us on. Our Giving Table is an initiative of feeding kids in our backyard. And I started this nonprofit back in 2016 when I realized that there were over 200,000 hungry kids in Oregon. So kids were sleeping hungry every single day and not getting the nutrition and the meals they needed, especially over a weekend, in order to thrive, grow, and really do well in school. So I started making meals for these kids. Hundreds of meals a week came to 2,000 meals a week, and working with the schools in the highest need elementary school area. So the elementary schools that were its need. And then through that, I started working with foster care and helping foster kids who were in and out of the system often and really didn't have a good meal because they didn't have a stable place to stay. And throughout COVID, the mission statement changed from not just nutrition, but actually taking care of the overall well-being of a child in foster care and children in poverty, to break those cycles of generational poverty and break the cycle of foster care and really help support kids to have a better future.
So Lydia, are you telling me that in the very beginning you did all the cooking and distributing of these meals?
Yes. At the very beginning, I cooked the meals because we have a restaurant. So we cooked everything through our restaurant. I only use a sanitized kitchen that is approved by the health department. And so we started doing it with some employees at my restaurant. And then my friends started getting involved and became wonderful volunteers to actually help me distribute. And now I have about 60 to 70 volunteers throughout the state of Oregon. I also work very closely with DHS and really just the power of working with other nonprofits to become to help inundate the system as well. So I work with a lot of other nonprofits who align with my mission statement, and together we have such a greater impact on these kids.
That is so wonderful. In the information that was sent to me, you said a minute ago that over 200,000 kids in Oregon are food insecure, but that means one in four kids. One in four kids. That's amazing.
And that's at least now with the, as everybody knows, the prices of food have increased and, you know, tripled in the last 3 years. At least the items that I have bought for my kids continually have tripled. And we only use fresh fruits and vegetables and, you know, organic and natural meats and, you know, high protein items. And I cannot believe the cost. So I'm sure it's even more now. I haven't done research on how many, but I'm sure it's more with the rising costs of goods.
How did COVID impact the work that you do, and how have things changed since we're kind of out of the pandemic now?
So during COVID, instead of, you know, everybody was panicked about toilet paper, I was panicked about where are these kids going to get food, because now they're not in school. So we turned our restaurant into a, we were closed, obviously, because of the pandemic. We made it into like a grocery store. And I worked very closely with the different high schools, especially Lincoln High School. They, the football team, the soccer teams, they started having fundraisers for food. So food raisers, and had competitions between each other. And then different people just throughout Portland and Beaverton and Salem, they were just so wonderful and would drive food here on Tuesdays. And then I would contact the DHS office counselors that I worked with, the workers there, the caseworkers, and the school counselors, and they would come to the restaurant and pick up food boxes for these kids that were shelf stable. Because remember, at the time too, we didn't know, are we going to have electricity? Are things going to go haywire? What's going to happen? So we did a lot of shelf stable items. We have kids that live in cars, kids in hotels. So things that could last for at least 2 weeks while we were in this really time of uncertainty. And as we came out of the pandemic, I have gone back now, not just to nutrition, but actually taking care of the overall well-being of a child because of all the insecurities these children faced during the pandemic, socially, economically, just all the repercussions of being behind in school and then in hygiene. So really helping these counselors, the school counselors, working with the DHS workers to get these school, the kids, the things they need to not to to make that impact go away and to really move forward in a more positive manner.
We're talking today with Lydia Massad with Our Giving Table. And also with us today is, let me introduce once again, Jerry Kinney with Papa Murphy. Jerry, tell me about what you and Papa Murphy, what's your connection with Papa Murphy?
Well, Gary, I'm a Papa Murphy's franchisee, and I've been with Papa Murphy's for, you know, 30 plus years. And in this the greater Portland market, the television market, we've got about 85 Papa Murphy's locations. And these are all owner-operator, family-owned franchises. So we maybe have, you know, close to 20 franchise owners in the market. And as owners, we all do things locally in our community to help out wherever we can. But as a group, we were looking for an organization that we could help out in a larger way. So a few years ago, we got to get together with Lydia and Our Giving Table. So what we do, maybe four times a year, a month at a time, we make pizzas, and Lydia and her volunteers come pick them up, and they're delivered throughout the state. So there's a couple thousand pizzas that we're delivering to kids, and everybody loves pizza. We wanted to know what we could do as Papa Murphy's, and we're in the food business, so food makes an awful lot of sense to us. Now once a year, we know Lydia and Our Giving Table that they need cash too, because refrigeration and equipment and everything that they need. So we start to do a fundraiser in our stores. So this year, starting May 29th through July 1st, we're asking our customers, our guests who come in, to donate to Our Giving Table. And they can donate one, five, you know, really any denomination of money that they would like. And as a franchise group, as owners, we will match those donations. They can donate online when they place an order. They can donate in any of our stores in the market. And so we're hoping with our customers' generosity and our matching that we can raise a significant amount of money to help Lydia and Our Giving Table.
So how this works is I can just go into a local Papa Murphy's. I can order my pizza, make a donation, and feel good about the pizza and feel good about making my donation to Our Giving Table.
Yes, and we will match your donation.
That's so excellent. How much money have you guys raised in the past?
Well, we did a little over $20,000 last year. And we certainly think we can do a lot more than that this year. And I think as it catches on, so we just need to make sure that we're training our crew and letting them know how to communicate to the guest what we're trying to do. And the better we could do with that, we think the more money we could raise.
How many of the Papa Murphy stores are participating in this fundraiser, and how do I make sure I'm going to the right one to make a donation?
Well, pretty much all the entire Portland market, from the Oregon coast, Southwest Washington, out to Pendleton, Oregon, all those stores are contributing. They're all involved.
Excellent.
And Lydia is delivering. We're delivering pizzas and food throughout the state, not just in the Portland market.
That's so excellent.
Yes.
So Lydia,
that's really important to know.
What does it mean, Lydia, for you to have such support from Papa Murphy's?
Oh my gosh, Papa Murphy's has been such a blessing in so many ways. Like Jerry mentioned, also, because they are very involved in the community, they are all local owners. So they see what's happening in our state, and they realize, like, how can we help? And every child loves pizza. I mean, I can't tell you the pizza parties, too, that we've had at the schools. On your website, so people really get an idea of the impact Papa Murphy's has had on these kids. Everybody loves pizza. They use the highest grade of cheese and pepperoni and all of the wonderful toppings. And then just to put a smile on these kids' faces, just for the social workers to actually be able to give a pizza to these kids who are in foster care and see them smile instead of saying, you know, these kids are constantly told no, no, no. And then you can say, hey, I got you a pizza. And yes, yes, you can eat pizza. That's great. So these kids are just so happy. Smiles on their faces. Their tummies are full. But most importantly, like Jerry said, when you were raising the money, to 100% of the dollars raised go to the kids. So every dollar given goes directly to our kids who are impacted by poverty or impacted in the foster care system and they don't have any place to go, which is, we have about 10,000 kids in our foster care system. And at any time, about 2,000 kids are juggling in placements. So these kids often need items that are not provided by the state, and kids in poverty obviously need items that are not their families are not able to provide. So the hygiene products especially, and then the other things like clothing that really impact the well-being of a child, education. So all of these things, that this is what the dollars go to. They go to taking care of the overall well-being of a child. And so know that every dollar given is really impacting a child right here in your community, and you are making a difference.
Lydia, could you talk to us about what is meant by food insecurity?
Food insecurity is when a child, I will use children because that's my nonprofit, goes home or to another place after school and they don't have anything to eat. And that is literally, children live in cars. Children go home often to an empty refrigerator, an empty cabinet. And then through a weekend is when I really concentrate on these kids having something to eat, because throughout the weekend, they often only have a granola bar or maybe a piece of white bread. So nothing nutritious. Many, many teachers tell me the next meal these kids get is Monday morning when they come back to school for the breakfast program. That's how all these breakfast programs started, is because our kids are hungry and we're coming to school very hungry, not having anything to eat overnight or over a weekend. And that's when these teachers really advocated that these kids need food. So a lot of these kids, if they're not giving food over a weekend, are only having their first meal again at breakfast on Monday morning at school.
Talk to us a little bit, too, about the dangers of food insecurity, especially with younger children.
Brain development. First and foremost, developing their brains. So our kids are impacted in so many ways, but especially through education and just motor skills and the lack of physical, not wanting to move, right? When you're hungry, you can't move, you lag. So they're not as sharp. Their brains are not as sharp because they're not getting the nutrition they need in order to flourish and understand. We all know when we're hungry, it is very hard to think, right? You can't make a good decision. So imagine being a child, not being to being able to articulate that you're hungry. And so a lot of our kids were being diagnosed with all these ailments that really food could cure those ailments in order for these kids to thrive.
School's just about out and the summer months are coming. What does that mean for food insecurity?
So I will continue to work with many, many schools and many, many counselors who know where the majority of our kids live in order to get the meals. Also, many schools keep the lunch program going where families can come pick up lunch and their kids can take the lunches home to have during the week. But I will also work very, very closely with the schools that I work with presently and the school counselors in order to get the food to these kids, even throughout the summer.
We're talking today with Lydia Massad with Our Giving Table and Jerry Kenny with Papa Murphy's. Jerry, tell me again how I can eat pizza and make a difference.
Oh, yeah. Jerry, thanks. And thanks for having us on to get the message out. Starting May 29th, going through July 1st, in any Papa Murphy's, when you order a pizza, you can make a donation to Our Giving Table, $1, $5, $10, $20, whatever you want to make. And Papa Murphy's will match that donation. Or when you order your pizza online, just go to papamurphys.com and order your pizza. And there is a place right there where you could make the donation online, either way. So the good news is people are coming, our regular customers, they're coming and get your pizza anyway. And it's an opportunity that you can make a donation and we could do something significant with the monies that are coming in.
And again, like we've said a million times during this interview, that who doesn't love pizza? And it seems like so many families do pizza on Friday nights. So that's a great way to do it. Just go in, get your Papa Murphy's pizza, make your donation, and feel good about it.
Oh, absolutely.
Lydia.
And Jerry, Gary, I wanted to say one more thing, and it's graduation time, right? So a lot of families right now, grab your pizzas, but also please support Papa Murphy's owners and stores throughout the entire year, because Papa Murphy's is constantly giving to Our Giving Table in so many ways and really supporting our most at-risk youth. And so please, please help your local Papa Murphy's because they are supporting the community.
How did this partnership with Our Giving Table and Papa Murphy's come about?
Well, Gary, I guess I would say we have a cooperative of owners. All of our owners work together. We advertise together. We meet with each other. And we were looking for something that we could get behind as owners to help out in our community. And we looked at a couple different organizations. And when we found Lydia in Our Giving Table, we thought it was a perfect match. Our pizzas... we make pizzas again. We're in the food business. They're giving out food, and it's really helping the kids in our communities. So we thought it was a natural, and it's something we've been doing for years, and hopefully we'll continue. As long as there's a need.
Lydia, do you feel okay about this partnership? I'm assuming yes.
Oh my yes, of course. It's such a blessing because most of the kids that I serve, I was actually making a lot of the pizzas myself. And that's their number one choice, right? Mac and cheese and pizza. So this has been such a blessing because it's cut my time. Now I can focus on making other meals for the kids, and the pizza is just a bonus. And really, it really shows how working together as a community, and that's what's most important, is really helping the community throughout our state, right? And really having a great impact together, because that's what it's about. It's about working together to make a better society, a better system to help our future. And that's why this has been such a wonderful partnership, because Papa and Murphy owners here and in Southwest Washington, they know where the money's going. It's going right here. You can see the change with your own eyes. And so this has been just a blessing to Our Giving Table kids and to Papa Murphy's, because it's also helped the owners talk to their customers and to their employees about the difference that they're making right where they live.
Well, besides delicious pizza, which is, of course, fantastic, there's other nutritional items that you like to get out to your clients and families and kids in need. Lydia, how do you do that? And what kind of food do you distribute?
So I really focus on fresh fruits and vegetables and greens, things that our kids usually will not get because of expense or just knowing how to make these items. So like now summer's coming, so I'll work with a lot of farms on berries. Kids love berries. I do a lot of bananas, apples, things like that. But also high protein bowls like chicken and rice bowls, a lot of fajitas, burritos, everything made fresh and all high quality food. So brain food, things that fuel your brain, fuel your body, and make your tummy feel very satisfied.
What kind of partnerships do you have and where do you get this food?
So other partnerships that I have, like Nike, Daimler, Intel, I'm on all of their sites and a lot of their employees have just been wonderful in really helping coordinate drop-offs, just raising money. And I actually buy a lot of the food myself. A lot of people try to donate food, which I very much appreciate, but I will only take the highest quality of food for our kids because I feel like they deserve the best, just like we feed our own children. So I rely on donations in order to really provide the highest quality of goods.
If somebody listening to this interview right now would like to help out with our giving table, how do they do that? And what kind of volunteer opportunities are there?
So the volunteers opportunities, a lot of people, I need drivers, especially during this pizza time where we're picking up pizzas and dropping them off at all the different locations in a very short window. So the time is very limited. I also always need people to have food gatherings. So a lot of neighborhoods or schools will be having food drives for our giving table. And then I'll give them a list of items so that we get the right items. And then they go out and, you know, express need and have a food drive for our giving table. I often need kids to mentor other kids and maybe have a birthday party for a foster child. We do a big Oaks Park event where I could always use help in coordinating that. And you know, volunteers for that event. So, but people can go to my website at ourgivingtable.com, or you can make a donation, which we highly appreciate, and send me a message through there, and I answer all of the messages. Or they can follow us on Instagram on OGT Feed Our Kids, OGT Feed Our Kids with a Z, and we're constantly putting up opportunities there. And the items needed to keep going forward and have a successful year for these kids.
We've got just a couple of minutes left. So let's talk again. Jerry, I'll bring you back in and talk again about how people can help out just by ordering pizza.
Just by ordering pizza. And believe me, with our all the stores that we have in the greater Northwest, we sell a lot of pizzas. We started here in the Northwest. The first store was actually in Hillsboro, Oregon, and the corporate headquarters are in Vancouver, Washington. So we're a Northwest-based company. So starting May 29th, whenever someone comes in and orders a pizza, we will ask them to make a donation to our giving table. We will match that donation, or for our customers who order online, we have a big percentage of people who place their order online at papamurphys.com. Right on that, when they're placing their order, there will be a, you know, kind of a place that talking about our giving table and asking for a donation. So all they have to do is order a pizza either online or come into a local Papa Murphy's and make their donation and we'll match it.
Sounds pretty simple.
Pretty simple.
I love this idea of a local company helping out a local nonprofit and for the greater good of the community. That's fantastic.
And we're a local company. We're a local company with a local nonprofit, so it makes perfect sense. So,
and Jerry, would you agree with me that Lydia sounds like she's probably an angel?
Oh my gosh, she's wonderful to work with. So just absolutely wonderful.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And you know, I always say one hand doesn't clap alone. So without all the different partnerships, especially with the Papa Murphy's partnership, there is no way I could have an impact alone. So it's definitely a community effort. And I appreciate every single person who has donated, who volunteers. And I especially am very thankful to all the Papa Murphy's owners for contributing to this very, very important cause.
Well, I'm going to have both of you on again in the next couple of weeks towards the end of June so we can talk about how it all went and the impact that you're making.
That'd be great.
It's going to be good stuff.
That'd be great. Fabulous.
We've been talking today with
you. You're
absolutely welcome.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking today with Lydia Massad with Our Giving Table and Jerry Kenny with Papa Murphy's. Thanks, guys.
All right, Jerry. Thanks for letting us get the message out.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.